trapper to call on. Thoreau and True.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, your community station.
Hey everybody, I'm Kelly Jones, and you're listening to Pioneer Radio.
Let's talk about radio, because radio is so good.
I'm going to tell you something, Flacca, and I want you to listen tight.
Telling stories to regular folks is not a trivial thing.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Even if it's hard to explain, even if you know they don't really want to hear it, not really, I urge you to give it a try.
You have my undivided attention.
Take a chance, find the words, find the metaphor, share the beauty. Tell them a story.
Really
few months ago, I found out that the scariest book I've ever looked at would be turned into a movie. It's a book you probably know, even if you've never read it. It's not R.L. Stein, or Agatha Christie, or even Stephen King. It's What to Expect When You're Expecting, the handbook for newly pregnant women. First, no, I don't know what this movie is going to be like. But if it's true to the book, well, yikes. The first chapter of this book is so frightening that it's no wonder you're supposed to read it after you've already found out that you're expecting, because it's enough to scare people off the whole idea for good. First, the book says, if you haven't been to the dentist in a while, you're probably hurting your baby. Gum disease has something to do with pregnancy, no one is sure what, but whatever it is, it's bad. Drinking alcohol is also bad. Generally, we know that. But so is drinking coffee, and vegetarianism is bad, and too much exercise is bad, and moving from sea level to a higher altitude is bad, and heating pads and cleaning products and car exhaust. And it seems like if you weren't born neurotic before your pregnancy, you will become so. And you should become so, and quickly. Luckily for me, I'm already a little bit neurotic and weird. After all, I was flipping through What to Expect When You're Expecting, and I'm not expecting. Sorry, Mom. But here's the thing. In my 1996 edition of this book, there are almost 500 pages. There are actually almost 630 in the newest edition, now with more scariness. Only 11 of those pages are devoted to what dads can expect when they're expecting. I found this odd, and frankly, sort of unfair. I mean, I know we're not like seahorses. We don't physically share pregnancies between the sexes. But still, I thought, don't dudes have expectations too? And since they don't share the same experience of pregnancy as women do, aren't their expectations probably different? And doesn't it seem important to acknowledge that different perspective? Today on Pioneer Radio, we're going to try to do that. I'm going to talk with Vish Khanna, who has just revealed to the world that he and his wife Michelle are due to have a baby in August. And I'm going to talk to Brian Webb, who just welcomed his new baby into the world last month alongside his wife Katie. We're going to try to find out what actual men have expected while they were and are expecting at different stages of that process. First, I talked to Vish. I told him that, it seemed to me, the media generally portrays men as being removed from the expecting process. Vish had a lot to say, but one thing was clear. He is invested. He and Michelle are a team in this pregnancy. He doesn't seem to be waiting in the wings until that happy day, 9 months from the P-test. And Vish is definitely expecting.
So you're going to have a baby?
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you known that you're going to have a baby?
I think we found out in, well, we did the P-test, I guess in October, I think it was, or November. Wait, how far along are we here? What is this? It's January, right? No, it's February. January.
December.
Maybe we figured it out late November or something like that. Yeah, sorry.
You're supposed to wait 3 months.
Yeah, we waited. That's right. We waited for the trimester. Yeah.
So you've known for about 3 months.
Three months, yeah. Yeah, well, I was, I don't know, I wasn't particularly surprised, but I was happy. I was really happy. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't that surprised because we were trying through sexual intercourse to make the baby. So when you do that and you make that plan and it happens, you're like, oh, okay, good. I think I was also kind of relieved because we've had a few friends who've gone through kind of health problems surrounding this, you know, attempting to have a kid and can't do it and, you know, going through all sorts of procedures and different things. And we relatively quickly, you know, had a kid, or, well, we're having a kid, you know, so that was nice to know, too. You in a way, you learn something about your own bodies as well.
Yeah, that's
so that
true.
I remember that hit me, too. I was like, you know, I don't want to quote Seinfeld, but not only can my boy swim, but, you know, Michelle's got a nice pool. I don't know.
Initially, did it feel like you were getting something that you didn't have or becoming a different person? And what I mean is, did you feel like, I'm really happy that I'm getting a baby, or I'm really happy because I'm becoming a dad?
Oh, interesting. That's a complicated question because they're one and the same in a sense. I guess I was happy that I was going to be a dad and that Michelle and I were going to have a kid and that that was going to change our lives so much. I mean, I think it's kind of funny. I'm like, I don't like any kind of change at all. Like, at all. When the gas station prices go up and down, I get really upset.
You know, this is a big one.
Yeah. This is a huge change. But yeah, but I was actually sort of also welcoming it. It's something we've talked about for a long time, and I want to have a kid.
Why?
Because that's an interesting. That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think because Michelle and I both want to have. That is an interesting question. It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's tough because people expect that you have an answer before you try.
Yeah, I don't
necessarily be true.
I mean, these are the kinds of questions where, like, I don't think you're being callous if you don't have an answer at the ready when someone's like, "Why did you marry your wife?" And you're like, "Because she's awesome, you know? Like, I thought it would be an awesome thing to do, and I did it." And it's very simple on that level. It was like a visceral thing I wanted to do. And then having the kid thing was kind of the same thing. Like,
CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Welcome to an earlier edition of the Stereo Park. Don't know how long this one's going to go on for. It is also the penultimate edition of the Stereo Park for now. Second last show. Next week, I will be shipping out to Asia for 3 months. So the show will be off during that time. About 3 years going now here on CFRU, and it's been very enjoyable. I don't know what the status of the show will be when I come back. I have to figure that out with the station, see what's going on. Hopefully, I'm hoping to come back at this point, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm going to be heading off to India and Nepal, as well as Thailand. And it should be amazing, of course. But here we go with another week of the Stereo Park here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.